I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you private parties. Before we start this bonus episode, I wanted to give a big shout out to my friend of the podcast, friend of everyone's, metaphorically speaking, Oti Mabusi. She has her brand new podcast out, which is really, really exciting, actually. It's called The Rhythm of Life. So go and download it wherever you get your podcasts. She chats to different guests about life, about work, about everything. It's just an amazing podcast. Go and have a listen to it after you've listened to this bonus episode, because trust me, you don't want to miss this one. All right, here's the episode. Let's go. So, you've been sleeping badly, have you?
Yeah. Why, can you tell?
You know, you just come on the podcast and before we even started, complain.
I just want to set the tone. Just let you know where I'm at.
You can't set the tone by complaining about sleep.
I'm tired.
Yeah, but don't say that. You have to come on and put it like, whoa! Look,
we don't all have that fake energy like you.
It's not fake.
I'm honest about how I feel. You walk into a room and go, I feel great, but actually, you just want to cry. All you want to do is cry.
No, I don't have fake energy. What I have is I like pushing myself
to be false.
I'm not pushing myself to be
I like it, though. I like that you've got that, because someone has to do it. Otherwise, if we were both me, then it would just be quite down-tempo.
The funniest thing that, Mitt, you've ever said to me, to all our listeners, is that you once said to me, we're talking about like work and stuff, and then you went, Jan, to be honest, you know, you could just think of it, what's the point?
Yeah, that's true. What is the point? What is the point?
You can't just say that, though.
You can.
No, you can't.
You've got to question these things.
That's like questioning
it. Do you know what I love, actually, about you?
What
I really love, and this is a compliment.
Okay.
It's coming from the heart. You're not one of these, like, sell-out type of guys. Like, you don't, you know, get a third way through your life and do a book. you kind of stick to your guns and...
We do have to talk about. So, to all you lovely listeners who haven't seen or may have seen, I have announced that I'm writing a book.
Are you writing it?
I'm writing it with somebody else because I'm dyslexic and things like that. So, I'm good at talking, but I'm not so good at writing.
Yeah.
And I'm releasing the book coming out in September. It's called I Can Explain. You're in it, Mitt.
Oh, am I?
Mm-hmm. What? You're in it.
What bits?
Oh, there's lots of bits about you.
Good bits?
Yeah, really good bits. Some funny bits. Some sad bits.
But are you not supposed to, like, you know...
ask you about it?
Yeah.
No, but then this happened. So then I haven't spoken to my ex-girlfriend in ages, right?
Which one?
She's called Tara. God, I just started over, so I just get really emotional every time I mention her name.
You're crying.
Tara. No, and honestly, I've just got a bubble in my throat.
You've got a bum in your throat. What? You're all right today. What is going on with you? It's no, okay, don't worry.
No, I don't. I had like a bubble in my throat for some reason. I sounded like I was getting emotional, but I'm not getting emotional. No, you're all crying.
I'm crying. God, I miss Sarah too. I wasn't even going out with her. Right, so you phoned Tara.
Anyway, I didn't phone Tara. No, I got a message. I haven't spoken to her in years, right? And I got a message from her after I announced that I'm writing this book. And she said to me, she said, what have I just been sent? And it was a quote about my book that obviously someone had seen or sent her. And it said, Jamie has been equally lucky with ladies, but not always quite the romantic hero he had in mind. Unless sitting love horn outside a girlfriend's halls, begging to be taken back while fending off abuse from drunk students calling out, "Made in Chelsea, twat," counts as heroism. And it's the time, it's in the book and I write about this, is when I went down to Bristol. You must remember this. I went down to Bristol and sat outside her halls on the steps, begging for her back. And all these students walking past going, "Ah, wanker!" I was like, oh, God, just let me.
Modern day Romeo.
Yeah, it was literally, it was so intense. So,
did it work?
It didn't work. No, I didn't get it back.
You didn't get it back?
No.
Not from then?
It was the second time I'd done it. So, second time I'd gone down to Bristol to try.
Second time he'd been abused by the students.
Yeah, second time. But I think that, but in the book, so yeah, so you can, anyway, we'll stop talking about it, but you can pre-order it now. Just go to.
I'm intrigued. What stories about me are in there? Because you would have had to have, like, okayed it, right?
No, I haven't okayed it with you.
That's not allowed. What you can't do that.
It doesn't, it's not like slander.
To be fair, I don't think many people can read it, so it'll probably be right.
That's my biggest fear. Who is going to read it?
Let's keep talking about it. Let's dedicate the whole podcast to your book.
Listen, all I'm saying is that you can go and check it out. Pre-order it on my Instagram and you can get a signed copy and then it comes out in September. Right. September the 16th is a big day. I can explain. It's everything. It's everything I need to explain about, you know? But you need to explain about a lot of things. Your favourite time of the year, by the way, this is your favourite time of the year is summer.
I just feel a lot. I feel a lot better at summer.
You also nail those sunbeds and.
I don't go on sunbeds. Yeah. You do. You just went on one. Look at that golden.
Listen.
That golden brown.
See, I'm not promoting sunbeds in any way whatsoever. But I did do a sunbed. Is that a bad thing?
Why? Who are you trying to impress?
No one. I'm not trying to impress myself.
They do make you feel a little bit better. That little. Vitamin D hit.
The little gold. And also now what I have is when, because I had the same as you, the shops are now open, and I went into the shops and I was trying on like some clothes and I took my top off and honestly,
oh God.
I looked like the Marshmallow Man.
I went into Zara and I think those mirrors are just like famously not very kind, or at least that I hope so. Took my top off and I was like, didn't even try any of the clothes on. I just sat in the corner of the changing room, just like, oh my God, what's happened?
Yeah,
you kind of lose track when, like, lockdown. You don't think about like how you're looking in your image at all, which is actually really nice. Yeah. But then when you're forced to go back out into the image obsessed world, you realize
that's what
that
happens.
A little bit flabby,
and that's exactly the same as me. So I realized that I wasn't looking so good because lockdown happened and stuff like that. So I went and had a sunbed. And I hadn't had a sunbed in years.
What, and that got you skinny, did it?
No, it didn't get me skinny. But it made me a little bit tan. It actually made me a little bit better. And also, just to let everyone know, don't go and use sunbeds. They are a bad thing. But I did break that rule.
Well, we've had a bad summer so far.
Yeah, we've had
it's just changed now.
So. Yeah, it's just changed. It's sunny now. But also, it's quite hard to go on holiday. So why not just go and do it? But I did that. But also, because I feel like things are like opening up and, you know, things are about to happen. It's summer, you know.
Spend money again.
No, it's not us, but it's about, like, you know, this is the time when we would start booking festivals and stuff like that, and going into, like, you know, booking tickets for like Glastonbury or booking tickets for things like that. Because you love a festival.
What? I've been to one.
Which one have you been
one
to more?
Festival, the Festival of Life.
You've been to quite a lot of festivals.
I do enjoy festivals, but so do you. You used to. Before you started to get a bit sketchy.
No.
couldn't handle the public.
No, it's not that. I just don't. Do you remember, I went to one festival once, which was cool. What was the one that I went to?
Always used to get your cap and push it so low on your head so that no one would recognise you, but you just stuck out even more for some reason.
No, I went to this one festival, which is, I can't remember what it was, but and I went with our friends, and we drove all the way down there 2 hours. Mm. And we arrived there, and as soon as we arrived, they said, "This isn't for me," and I went and got a taxi back from the festival without telling anyone.
Why wasn't it for you?
Well, because it's just, I get a bit nervous now in, like, big groups and dancing and things like that. I don't know why.
I think if it was dancing involved now, You'd be up for it.
I don't think I could even go to the dance floor and just go and do it. The dance floor. I don't think I get nervous in like, you know, even like if I go for some, I don't know what it is.
Didn't maybe Sam Thompson used to be like, he used to get quite freaked out by
I get freaked out. I don't know what it is. I think maybe because of post lockdown or whatever it is. I think a lot of people have this actually, where post lockdown, we actually get a bit nervous about, you know, going back out there and do that. And now I get a little bit nervous.
I mean, I'm the same. I am actually.
No, you're not.
I am. Like walking around in the street feels a little bit different. Like I don't really want to be out for that long.
Yeah, but also like festivals and just big spaces, like weddings are coming back and
woo,
things like that. Have you ever been to a wedding?
You're getting married soon?
I was thinking, do you know what? I think with marriage, but we can go into that another time. But
that's a no.
No, it's not a no. It's just, I tell you what, weddings are like an intense thing. Have you ever been to a wedding?
I don't get invited to weddings, and I don't know why. Can you tell me?
Have you ever been to a wedding, though? I've been to one. Was it a friend or was it a family member?
It was my mum getting remarried. I kind of had to go. It wasn't really an invite. It was like, you've got to be there. I actually didn't want to go. I was 14 at the time. I just had a really bad haircut. Like, because my mum was like, look, if you're going to come to the wedding, you can't have your quiff. So I got a bowl cut, and I was like, I don't want to be out with this.
No one's going to fancy me at the wedding.
Yeah, I'm not going to catch the bouquet. I don't know why. I never get invited to weddings. So if any of my friends are listening that are getting married, just invite me.
Listen, I think you deserved. I've got an idea. I think you should do this, by the way. So Boris Johnson has just got married.
What? Yeah,
Boris Johnson has just
You're
got married.
Joking.
Yeah, he's just got married.
See, there's another one.
Yeah, so there you go. So and you weren't invited to that. So I have an idea that what you should do is you should give Downing Street a call and get annoyed at them, saying, like, you know, listen, I'm Alex Mitten and I wasn't invited to the wedding and I want to know why. And this is what you should say. You should demand that you want a reason or an apology.
Can you just phone like down?
Yeah. I got the number here. So I'm going to ask you to... We used to do these amazing prank calls on Private Parts. So I think we should bring them back like we're doing right now.
I'm not very good at this type of stuff.
Yeah, so but you give it a go.
I'll try.
So just call that number there. And then you put it on loudspeaker.
Why do you have Downing Street's number?
Yeah, just in case.
Saved on your phone.
Just in case.
Just in case you get in some heat.
In case I get in Heat magazine. Just in case.
Just in case I end up in Heat magazine again. And you've been there before, actually. Torso of the...
Torso of the week a few times.
Torso of the minute.
All right, here we go. We're going to phone Downing Street and you're going to complain about not being invited to Boris Johnson's wedding. Okay, put on loudspeaker. Put in the microphone.
All right, here we go.
Good morning, can you keep the name
out
there, please?
Yeah, hi there. My name's Jamie Lang, and I'm calling from Private Parts.
What's your name? Sorry.
Jamie Lang.
L-A-N-G. Yeah. L-A-N-G. Thank you.
That's right.
And the outlet?
The outlet is Private Parts Podcast.
Private.
Parts Podcast.
And your email address?
j.lang@gmail.com.
And your telephone number?
07500 885675. That's right.
And it's regarding?
I wanted to place a complaint, if possible.
Okay, I'll send that through and someone will be in contact with you, thank you.
Oh, so I can't discuss it with you now?
No, I don't work for the company. I'm just an answering
service. You obviously heard that Boris just got married. And I'm just wondering where my invite was.
Right. I'll just say, this is page one,
an answering
third-party answering service. So we just take the details for a call back.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm just pretty upset about it all. Sorry, I'm going to have to... I'm tearing up. I'm going to have to go. Thank you, though. I'm so glad I used your name.
My God, why do you say my name?
I can't have my name on the books.
Well, you just said it was me.
You're going to get a call back.
Oh, 07500.
I started doing my number. That's why I started laughing.
Oh, my. Did you actually?
I nearly started snotting out by your nose.
The funny is when you started laughing and then you sniggered and went, sorry.
I came back with a different voice. Totally different person came back.
Oh god. Oh my god, that is genius.
You're going to be in trouble now, I think.
No, I'm not going to be in trouble.
You're going to be on his radar.
Listen, what we like to do in the bonus episode, Private Parts. Hello, all you listeners, by the way. I always forget to say hello. We obviously got me and Mitt here on our little bonus episodes. I've got a Amazon review for you. A Reddit, the 36-pack of Kleenex on Amazon, and it was a review that I'm going to read to you. Here we go, because we like reading reviews. This is a review about Kleenex, as I said, 36-pack. It says, I want to start off by thanking Kleenex for selling these in 36-packs. I've put it on subscription, and if they want to start sending a 72-pack, sign me up. I have three reasons for needing this much Kleenex, and their names are Liam, Samuel, and Hank. This is how it goes in this house. First, the Kleenex disappears. Then the toilet paper. Then they go for fabrics.
What? Then they go to fabric.
Fabrics. Then they go to fabrics. And you don't want it to get there unless you're ready to invest in a 5-gallon drum of free Febreze.
Wait, what?
Obviously the kids' shit, and they wipe their butt with the things.
Oh, I thought it was like some guys that were like in good party, and
no,
there was a lot
also
of,
who
a lot
names of their son Hank?
Baby Hank.
This used to be a good Christian home, but it's not about moral judgment anymore. I'm way beyond that. I'm in survival mode. If I don't supply absorbent paper products, I'm going to find my dish towel hidden in the basement, stiff as aluminium.
What? It's got to be a joke.
It's not real.
That's not
it's
real.
Not. Oh, my God. Other day, I almost cut my hand on a sock. I'm sorry to speak so frankly, but with three teenage boys, a woman has got to be practical. The funny part is, they think they're being sneaky with their 45-minute showers and sudden need for privacy as I'm going walking them journaling. They slink around the house like unfixed cats while I try to announce my location at all times. They're all masturbating.
They're wanking. That's what I thought it was originally. So it's not pooing.
They're wanking.
45 minutes of journaling.
While I try to announce my location.
You used to play that game,
didn't you? No one needs to ask me to knock anymore. I knock on the walls. I practically wear a cowbell. I'm not looking to catch anyone by surprise. Believe me, I'm just trying to get through this. The other day, my husband was watching me unload the groceries, and he asked me all the sweetness and light, honey, what are you doing with all the Kleenex? I about knocked him off the chair. Oh, my God.
I can imagine you were a bit like that as a kid.
Hank.
Hank liked to spank his...
Hank the wank. Oh, my God.
That's got to be a joke, surely.
I don't think it is a joke.
Oh, poor woman.
No, it's not.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever cleaned yourself up with?
Oh, God, I've done lots of... I got given a Spider-Man outfit once. And
got given it, you bought it.
I got given it, and I was playing like hide and seek with my brother jumped around the corner and scared me so much that I shat myself, and I was so embarrassed. I didn't tell anyone.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
I goes wherever Spider-Man can.
You can smell him wherever.
Oh, my enemies can smell me. Where do I run to? And I was so embarrassed I hid it in the cupboard.
Open that cupboard, like, what crime has been committed here? It was the poo in the lobby.
Oh God. Also, as we always do on Private Parts, we like to give recognition to amazing charities and communities and individuals who deserve it. And the Climbing Out charity actually won it for last month. Are you crying?
I'm actually full on streaming, yeah.
Full on streaming.
Streaming, baby.
And if you would like to get in touch with us and recommend a charity, an individual, community, anything at all, we'll donate them some money at the end of the month. Please send it to contact@privatepartspodcast.com or send us a DM at Private Podcast. Right, we have one here. It says, hello, just wanted to suggest a charity support. Rushton Dog Rescue. They're based in Weymouth and rescue dogs from the Chinese meat trade and bring them back to the UK to live out their lives and hopefully get adopted if they haven't got too many issues. Anyway, just a suggestion if you're looking for more charity ideas. Love your podcast, Frankie. It's a great one, see?
It's very sweet.
It's a good thing. This is what we do.
I've got a charity for you.
Okay, go.
Get Amos into a wedding. Someone out there is having a wedding. Just invite me.
I have a feeling that you're going to be invited to somewhere.
Oh, are you trying to?
Hey, listen, I'm not hinting anything. I'm not getting married. I'm really not getting married. But I feel like our friends are now at that stage where potentially they are going to start getting married.
I think a few of them will start popping the question.
Yeah, I think it will. Anyway, buddy, that is another little bonus episode that we just fired through.
Very pleasant.
Yeah.
Very pleasant.
We talked about festivals. We talked about weddings. We phoned up Downing Street.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get an invite or a reason for why.
I'm not going to get an invite to a wedding that's already happened.
Well, I don't know. You just said complaint is fair enough. Yeah. You complained about not going to Boris Johnson's wedding.
Yeah, it's fair enough, isn't it?
All right, everybody, listen, sending you all love, and we're going to see you on Friday for another episode of Private Parts. Until then,
woohoo!
Have a great day.
Don't get married, too many of you, because I want to come.
The weirdest way to finish a podcast.
I want to come.
You can
sound
go,
like
Hank.
Sound like Hank.
See you later. Bye bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.